All right, but and welcome to the Loony Witch podcast with me, Kat.
And me, Amy. And we come to you today on the Snow Moon, also known as the Bone Moon. So this moon is laced with hardship. This full moon, you should really consider that the obstacles in your life, and know you will move forward as the seasons change. So you've got these obstacles, but it doesn't matter. You're going to move past them and you're going to move forward and you're going to progress and you're going to own it. So yeah, that's what you're going to do this full moon. So take that positive mantra, people. Yeah, that was a bit wordy. How are you?
When you said that, I was just like, oh my God, this moon has been so brutal. This week has been a brutal week, like, but no, I'm good. I had a lovely January. So, like, usually January's pretty shit, isn't it? But amazing January. And then February has come and kicked me right in the fucking cunt, like.
Oh, really?
Yeah. How are you?
Do you know what? I'm okay today.
Good.
I've had a long couple of weeks. It does just feel, it's been relentless. However, I am somebody that doesn't normally look at the magic or synchronicities. And the last couple of weeks, for a while now, I've seen 11-11. And I'm not really into the whole...
Doing work today was like 11-11, wish for something. That's fucking weird.
Yeah, well, I've never been into the numerology like side of like magic. I know a lot of people are hugely into it. But it's been more than a coincidence now. It's been... I've seen it a lot, like pretty much every day. So I did some research into it. And 11-11 is like mega positive. So those magical numbers are there to let you know that everything is like perfectly aligned and you are where you are. So today, when I like looked that up after seeing 11-11 for like the 25th time, made me feel a lot more positive. I was like, do you know what? This is what it is.
Yeah.
And it's made me a lot more content.
Oh, that's really good. That's the thing, like, you can't change the world, but you can change your mind about it. Like, that's fucking amazing, babe.
Exactly. I also went on my first run for a very long time. And I don't know, I know people use like various running apps and people don't use any apps. But I use the Nike running app. And what's good about the Nike running app is that you can download runs with a coach. And this particular run was this coach, and every sort of like 2 minutes, they said something to you. And, it wasn't like you can do this run. It was like quite a lot of like mental health mantras, but quite inspiring. And they said something about time, like, oh, I wish I knew the line, because if I said it now, you'd all be like, oh, Amy, that's so profound. And I'd look really wise. But it was something, you know, along the lines of you can't gain time, you can't lose time, you can't make up time. All you can do is spend your time how you want to spend your time and own that time. And it was really profound. And I was like running. And I was like, yeah, that is so fucking true. So, yeah. For somebody who, yeah, is still bloody coughing 4 weeks afterwards, after coughing the first time.
You went for a run.
I went for a run and, you know, feel pretty content. So hopefully you'll start to feel okay.
Well, I went for a run yesterday and then I got some really bad news. So, like, it was good that I went for the run, but then I was just like, fuck, like, yeah. And I can't like numerology, unfortunately, because I fucking hate math. Numbers make me feel bad. God, I'm so fucking negative already. But no, amazing, babe. That's fucking so cool. And it's true. You are only in this moment. That's it. That's all there is.
Exactly.
No point fucking stressing.
Yeah, definitely. No, I just yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. I don't know though. I don't know if somebody like chatting in my ear, I'd be a bit like, fucking hell, fuck off.
I think it's because they haven't said anything that annoys me yet. Yeah. Maybe if they said something that was annoying, it would be a bit like, oh God, I'm not into this. But your music and play is still, you know, like, I think some of them cut off your music when they start talking. So some of them like will like stop your music, and I find that quite annoying. This one kind of like talks over my music, but it like turns the music down a little bit. So then I find like I'm not losing rhythm, and maybe I'm somebody that likes encouragement, so maybe that's why it works for me.
Folks,
Yeah.
brother.
I'm not somebody who can run for a time without a timer. Like I need an app that has a timer to tell me when I'm halfway, when I've done my first K, all that bullshit, you
Oh, I don't know, I like a surprise, but believe it or not, we're not a running podcast.
I know, look at us. We're acting like we're the most professional runners out there as well. We're really not.
I did too. I got like, oh, yeah, I'm not a fucking runner, but yeah, we're not a running podcast. We're about witchcraft and traditions. And today I wanted to talk about wassailing traditions. You have to say it like that, Amy.
Wassailing.
Wassail.
I'm interested in hearing about this because I don't know anything about it.
It's, do you know what? It's mad, like, because I thought I didn't, but then as time went on, they go on all over the place, all over the country, and they have done continuously for ages. But luckily, some amazing people are bringing it back into the forefront of society's mind. Like, so as you might have seen on our Instagram, I went to a wassailing event recently in January, and it was organized by the Blackthorn Border Morris, who are a wonderful group of people. They got so much passion and talent. And an extra big shout out to Clark. He was a master of ceremonies. Like, it was such a sick day.
It looked pretty epic, to be fair. And I think even though you were at it, have you seen that Instagram account? Oh, I love the account. Sinita.
No. Oh, Sinita. Yeah. I always say Sinester in my head. I don't know why.
Oh no. And they designed that poster for the Museum of Witchcraft, didn't they? That's like 70 quid, but it's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Blush. I like the flags with the goat on it.
Yeah, but they were at the same event as well.
Yeah, no, I seen him.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, I didn't say hiya though, because obviously I
Fame,
can't do that.
famous
And
artists.
like, oh my god, it's Sinesta. Don't know why I said it in my head. But yeah, it was amazing. There was like music and singing and dancing, the biggest fucking fire I have ever sat by. Like, I was like, oh great, we'll dance on the fire. You could not go near the fucking fire. I had to strip off. It was so hot.
Yeah, people think that about bonfires, that they don't give off as much heat as they do, but they're frigging boiling.
Boiling. And then some people going around and like the because it was logs on the outside. And then when it started to char, I don't know how they got near enough to it to chuck the logs in. It was very impressive. It was so nice. And then there was loads of mulled wine, cider. They were coming around and giving us mulled wine cider. It was just magic, just a really magical day. So I just really wanted to look into its origins and ritual. Like, usually we do things before the date comes up, but I was just so interested in this. I thought I had to look into it.
Yeah, definitely. I know our friend like Annabelle, she asked me about it as well. She was like, "Oh, I need to speak to you and Kat about this Mary Lloyd and wassailing stuff because I think she saw a bit about it on Country File."
Yeah.
And she was like, "Oh, I need to talk to you guys about it." I was like, "Oh, well, we're doing an episode on wassailing, but yeah, definitely." 'Cause she was like, "I need to know about it because it's cool."
It's so interesting. Honestly, it's such an interesting thing. Like, but and really old as well. So the word wassail is they think it's Anglo-Saxon or Norse in origin, but it predates Christianity. So it's a bit like Yahi Da.
Okay.
Yeah, so it means good health, or yeah, in good health, or good drink, like drink well or be well.
Okay.
Yeah, we have to shout it. You have to go wassail. Fun though.
Yeah, it's a good word to say, isn't it?
It's really fun, and we were doing that, and then we shout in the old ways. That was great fun to shout.
Oh, yeah.
Old ways. Another one's like old cider, and I thought they were saying old like old, but it's not. It's Auld, which I don't know if is. an old word for old.
Oh.
Old cider. It was class. There's nothing as fun as chanting.
Well, especially when you're in a group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Group things are fun, like.
They are.
Then. But a wasit, so it's got many different meanings, the word. It's also a drink that you traditionally serve. So depending on where you lived, it would be warmed wine, ale or cider, and a bit blended with spices. And you serve it in a massive bowl and you pass it around.
Oh.
Yeah. And on the way, because Jess, thank you, Jess, shout out to you, friend of the podcast, drove us there. Was a designated driver as well. That was pretty hard with as much free cider that was floating around. But Jess was singing us a wassailing song that she knew, like the whole way there. And it's that cool. Yeah. Oh, it was such a, like, a, we did a really wholesome day. Me and Jess had lovely wholesome dates. It's lovely.
Oh, it's hugely comforting, isn't it? When you do something that speaks to your soul.
Yeah. Just something like when you're outside, you're like, oh, isn't the world a lovely place?
Yeah.
But so generally, wassailing takes place on the 12th night, which is now the 5th of Jan. But if you were pre-Gregorian calendar, I always forget they changed the calendars, but they did it in 1752, it would be the 17th of January.
Oh, so that's similar to what we had when we were looking at, was it Beltane?
Yeah.
When I was looking for the hawthorn tree.
Yeah.
And it wasn't blossomed. And I looked into it and it was like, oh, it's because the calendar's changed. So it used to blossom in time for May Day, like Beltane, but now it doesn't. I was like, huh.
I wonder if we'll change the calendar again.
Honestly, I don't understand and like how somebody has like enough power. Obviously, I know not every group of people follow the same calendar. Like, but yeah. I don't understand how you have enough power and authority to be like, yeah, we're gonna change the calendar. No. I feel the same about, you know, the extra day we all have, like every 3 years. Leap year.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I understand the concept and there's a lot of science behind it. But again, it's one of those things of who decided that then?
Is it though, if you could just change the calendar willy-nilly though?
I don't know.
Is it science that made it happen then, is it?
I can't guarantee that that's the case.
Doing an episode on the Gregorian calendar. It's like, the only way I learn about anything now, I'm like, maybe we should do an episode about that.
I'm just going to put my foot down. I don't want to do an episode on the Gregorian calendar.
But it's fine.
It doesn't sound interesting.
Keep referencing it and not understanding it. It's fine.
Okay, cool. I'm happy with that.
So there are actually two main types of wassailing. So one involves merrymakers from going house to house. So such as in?
Mary Lloyd,
yeah. And oh my God, babe, I got to meet so many Marys. I was literally, I was just starstruck, agog, like flabbergasted. I just couldn't cope. So the first one came up to me and it was the biggest fucking horse girl I've ever seen in my life. It must have been like some kind of fucking Gigantosaurus Shire horse's fucking skull. And then they come over to me and like, I couldn't talk, I couldn't move. The handler was talking to me, the Mary Lloyd's like bobbing around and trying to get my attention. I'm just like, honestly, it was amazing.
And you took baby Mary Lloyd with you?
Little Mary.
Yeah.
I nearly didn't get Minnie Mary out because I was a bit ashamed of how small my Mary was.
Oh, but I like Minnie Mary.
Yeah, but there was actually an even minier Mary there.
Shows you yours was better.
Exactly. Well, I don't know about better. Marys are created equally. They're all beautiful.
Oh,
so normal, like it was. Oh, it's just so amazing. Just so fun, like. But yeah, it was just fucking just, and then they sang like the Mary Lloyd song as well. Honestly, it was just a beautiful day. And so the other type of wassailing is like the event that I went to. So that's where the trees are blessed in orchards to bring forth a good harvest. And you drink and you sing to the trees.
Oh, I love that.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fucking beautiful thing. So so before they all kicked off, they had like amazing Morris dancing. And like growing up, I don't know if I'm alone in this, but I always thought Morris dancing was a bit wank. But the way they do it, like I really think they've revived the entire tradition. They were that honestly, check out Blackthorn Border Morris. They are wonderful, wonderful people.
I think it's because when you are in your younger self, you know, small, those types of traditions, you're kind of, I don't know, as a teenager and stuff, you laugh at and you think it's lame. But as you get older, you're like, this is lovely. This is when, you know, if I saw Dance Your Guerin now, I wouldn't be ashamed that I used to do it.
That's true. And I guess I associated Maypole's Morris dancing, the kind of like things where people get together in a very flat fate and wear white and play cricket and all that with like posh people and England.
So
I was just like, oh, fucking toffs with their fucking Morris dancing. But actually, no, it's pagan. I just say I wasn't exposed to enough pagan shit. That's basically the long and short of it all.
That's the same as most things, though, isn't it?
This is very true. You never know what you've got. Like, my dad had the whole fucking discography of Pink Floyd vinyls right there in my house. And before I realised what I had, he'd thrown them away. So, life goes on.
Jesus.
So, like, they had some really talented musicians and singers there as well. Honestly, check them out. They're on about doing a Midsummer event, and we should definitely go, maybe camp down there as well.
Oh, I'd love that.
Yeah, and they look badass. Like, they all have all their attire is attuned to a chosen organism. So there was like a boar person, like a mushroom person, a thistle person. Like, it was amazing.
Oh
yeah, it was so cool. So we had like the Morris dancing, and then they did a torch led procession to the orchard. Where they had a Hereford lantern. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
So this is something I'd never heard before. And they were talking about it because they did like a whole ritual as well. So when we got to the orchard, a number of folk customs have been recorded with the New Year period in Herefordshire. So they include weaving a globe of hawthorn twigs and mistletoe, and then they'd set it alight and it'd be carried around the field. So they had like one of those and lit it on fire, which is fucking cool.
That must be so hard to eat because hawthorn trees have those massive spikes on them.
Yeah.
That must have killed.
Yeah, just so cool. And then they had this, they had loads of different creatures as well, not that just the Mary Lloyd. So they had like the Ogham, which is a, I think a Cornish tradition, but there was also like a black bull. So their bull is called Black Vaughan. In Herefordshire and Monmouthshire, they had a tradition of using a round plum cake with a hole in the middle, and it would be stuck onto the horns of the largest and best bull. And then they prod and tickle the bull. I don't know how you tickle a bull. To make them toss their head and throw the cake. And traditionally, if the cake was thrown forwards, that was a good omen for the coming harvest. But if it fell backwards, then a poor harvest would be forecast.
I love this stuff.
Yeah, I know. It's so cool, isn't it?
And I can understand why you chose a plum cake, because if you put a Victoria sponge on his horn, it just would have crumbled into pieces. But like a Christmas pudding, like a plum cake, that is so stodgy that it's not going anywhere until he's tickled.
You need a weighty pudding for stuff like that. If it's going to be tossed by a bowl.
Yeah, yeah. Like, as I said, if you'd put like a Victoria sponge, it just would have crumbled instantly.
Mm. Yeah, it was fucking amazing. And so they had 12 fires lit around the tree. So they go to the oldest tree in the orchard. They lit 12 fires around it, and then they lit a 13th, but that was like stamped out really quickly. Apparently that's something to do with Jesus and the apostles, but I don't know if that's got pagan origins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that was a mad one. And then they sang to the tree, and it was given a drink to bless it. They put a child in the tree.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Me and Jess were just like, sacrifice them.
Like, that's what I was thinking then. As soon as you said, oh, they're giving the tree the child.
No, no. The child is in there to put cider-soaked bread onto the branches.
Okay.
For good luck. And apparently people used to put bits of bread into their drinks as well. And this is where we get the phrase to toast.
What, really?
Yeah. How fucking cool is that?
That is really cool.
Yeah, because you see toast, like, you don't think, like, bread toast. Well, I don't know. It's the same word.
It is the same word, but I guess, yeah.
But yeah, amazing. And then somebody fired a shotgun. Both back.
Exciting.
Like, behind us as well.
God, was it loud?
It was so fucking loud. And then there was, like, shouting and chanting and pots and pans. And that's to, like, to scare the spirits out of the trees. Yeah, it was mad. And all the chanting as well. It was such a powerful experience. You're just like, what's hell? And then every time somebody would do something cool, it'd be like, the old ways. Yeah, it was fucking amazing.
It sounds like such an experience.
It literally was. It was so magical. Yeah, it was fucking great. Like, it's just so beautiful, everyone coming together, and they were all just so friendly as well.
Well, this is the thing, isn't it? It's the, as a society, we've moved so far away from community.
Yeah, and each other.
And that's why more and more people are, in my opinion, going back to those things, because we know it is a fact that the oldest people in this world, the happiest people in this world, are the people who live in those communities and use those communities around them. I definitely feel...
Oh, I was going to say, we're sociable animals.
Exactly.
We need people.
Yeah, definitely. You know, even where I live now, I talk to neighbours that I've never talked to neighbours before I lived here. So even that sense of community is wonderful. I know if I knocked on one of those doors and asked something, they would do it for me.
Well, but that lady, you had presents for your little one, like?
Yeah. Oh, the one that was about... I've had loads of presents for Thomas.
Oh, that's so sweet, like.
Christmas cards. The one guy next door, he saw me going to pick up Thomas in the rain once, and he said, I'll take you. You know, they're very, very kind. And I do think, as maybe our generation, we've missed that sense of community, and now we're trying to get that back, because, you know, I would say most people that I know that are into these things are around our age, and we're discovering, yeah, the old ways.
Yeah, it's just so wonderful when everyone comes together with, like, a common, yeah, just a common love, you know. It's beautiful. And, you know, like, the rituals, they differ depending on where you live, but when you go wassailing, or you know go around and, you know, go around from house to house, like in the Mary Lloyd, we're waking up the pagan ways. They're being brought back in out of the cold. And yeah, so too, exactly. We're bringing ourselves in out of the cold loneliness that is the modern world.
Well, it is, isn't it? The modern world is a lonely place. I know some people who love working from home. And for me personally, there are aspects I really enjoy. But, you know, I went into the office this week, Tuesday, and it was one of the best days I've had in work for ages, because I was just like, God. And there's only two of my colleagues there with me, but being around them is a really enjoyable experience.
Yeah, it is nice. It's so good, isn't it? We need people, not all the time. Obviously, you've got to do what's right for you. But I just think if we had more of these, like, festivals in the everyday, I don't know, the old ways, let's bring it back. Like,
no, I definitely believe that. I know this year, I really want to organise something in my garden for Beltane.
Oh, that'd be amazing. Have you got a big pole?
I have, but I don't know if you'll be able to run around it because of my patch. But I do have a pole.
Oh, your veg patch?
Well, herb and flower patch. Witch's patch, innit?
We jump over the patch?
You could give it a go.
You're like, no.
No, but I definitely wanted to do something where I had friends over and Thomas was there and, my son, that's who Thomas is, and have a fire pit and food and laughter because, yeah, it's
Yeah.
just the best part of these bits and pieces, isn't it? Is having the memories and having the people.
Yeah. And Jess and I were on about putting a wassailing event on like locally next year.
That would be lush.
Yeah, so that might be the idea. But yeah, we're bringing them out with a cold, babe.
We'll put Thomas up in a tree.
Oh, we could put Thomas up in the tree. That'd be amazing.
He would eat the bread.
That's fine. Well, no, it's bread, so beer soaked, he can't have it.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe give him some dry bread.
Yeah, we'll give him some dry bread and we'll put the bread in the tree ourselves. But yeah, like it's making me think about, do you remember I told you about that story about the Mary Lloyd that I heard?
I can't remember now.
So I watched, because I'm obsessed, I watched on the Pontypridd Pagan Moot, they had a guest speaker come in whose name I cannot remember, but he was pretty cool. And he was talking about the history of the Mary Lloyd. Apparently they were all over the UK at one point, not just in Wales, but they just, they lasted longer in Wales than anywhere else. So he was talking about this allegorical story that's been around since the age of the Romans. And obviously it may not be true, but it sort of stayed in the community psyche. So basically, it's a story about a horse, and it's winter, the horse is pregnant, and they're in a stable, and then the horse gets ousted by somebody else who comes to the stable, and the horse dies, and the foal dies, and this is where we get the Mary Lloyd skull, because our Celtic ancestors, maybe not even my Celtic ancestors, who fucking knows. But Celtic people, they worshipped horses. And they say that it was Jesus and the Nativity Party that ousted the horse. So that's why the Mary Lloyd was put out in the cold and died. And now it comes around from house to house saying, let me in, let the pagan ways back in.
Wow.
I think I might have rambled a lot on that story, but that just really hit me home, like hit home for me about like, yeah, do you know what? They've been pushed out, but we want them back.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it? Because I think all religion has traditions, and there are parts I'm sure we all would love of different religions, but the thing about paganism is that it's so, as you, comforting and homely, and there's no pressure on it.
No.
There are no rules in effect, and it's honoring the land that we have, it's honoring our relationships, and it's love. And I think that's definitely an attraction over, for an
That's
example, an Easter celebration where it's a bit dark, isn't it?
It's a bit dark. And I was listening to a thing about graveyards the other day, and like to consecrate a graveyard, a bishop has to do magic. Like there's all like candles and walking to the corners and calling in the spirit. It's fucking magic, like, but it's just magic that's been taken away from everyone. Like not everyone can practice it.
Exactly. If you think of, there is magic everywhere, and I believe there are musicians who practice magic. Like a big one for me is, if you know about like David Bowie and Chaos Magic, even though you could say the bands like Ghost and Twin Temple are a novelty, even though Ghost are more,
Yeah, Twin Temple do a serious.
I know, and Twin Temple are like practicing. But Ghost do a ceremony live, like they are the anti. He is the anti Pope. He is the Papa. When I saw them, and they filled the room with incense, with frankincense, and that is a whole ceremony. There is bands that will perform a ceremony live, and an act, and you just think there is magic, like all around. You may not call it magic. You may say it's just a ceremony, but you're performing a sequence of actions, which give out a magic.
Yeah, I love a bit of ritual. Anyway, anything can be a ritual, really, when you think about it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's your intention behind it. And yeah, it's fucking cool. And yeah, we shall go wassailing. Wassail!
It sounds amazing. I am well up for that.
And then February was hard. How was your in bulk?
Oh, I have to admit, guys, I did nothing for in bulk.
Oh my God, me too. I changed my round and did a little bit of sex magic.
I didn't even do that with my altar. I didn't do anything with my altar. I think I had a... I'm trying to think back. I did have a bath. But again, this was part of my thing I did yesterday as well. I changed up my altar and I gave it a clean and like decluttered it. And I'm actually really pleased about how it's looking. And I was like, right, this is what I'm going to keep now for a couple of months. Because I think last year, especially with the podcast and we were going through the Wheel of the Year, I was changing it up like all the time. And I was like, oh, this is getting frustrating. Whereas actually now looking at it, I'm like, no, I like the way it looks. I'm going to keep it.
Yeah. Keep it. Yeah. Go do it till you feel it. Mine's spartan and simple right now. I feel like it's got a good colour scheme.
Oh, lovely. Mine's kind of neutral at the moment, I think. Well, I say neutral. I'm just not a minimalist person.
Yeah, mine is blue, white, bronze at the moment.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. Blue, white, bronze, and orangey. Which orangey is a kind of bronze, I guess.
Yeah, the same palette. That sounds lush. So I know we had in bulk, but coming up next now is Ostara. Which just doesn't seem right that Ostara's coming up.
I know.
Tends to fall over March 19th. Sorry.
It's not for a while though, yeah?
It's not for a while, no. So it doesn't fall in February. But it falls literally, I think, 3 days or 2 days after our next podcast in March. So I thought I'd get ahead, you know. So it's March 19th to March 22nd. And you'll know from, if you listen to the Ostara episode from before, that its themes are very Easter. So I had two little, like, spells, rituals that I thought I'd go for. But one is themed for Dave Goyle's Dewi Sant.
Oh, what?
So if you're in Wales, or if you did know, the 1st of March is our patron saint, Dewi Sant. And it's a lush day. If you're in school, you dress up in traditional costume. The girls wear the little Welsh ladies' traditional outfit. You'll have a boy, he's either wearing a rugby shirt or he's wearing a waistcoat and a flat cap.
A dye cap.
Yeah. Oh yeah, a little leek in some foil attached to him. or a daffodil. And it's just, yeah, it's a lovely day. And one of the big things that we will all associate with that day are daffodils.
Yeah. Narcissi.
Is that what they are in Gymraeg?
Oh no, that's, well, maybe in Gymraeg, but it's a Latin word for them.
Oh,
Narcissus and narcissist and stuff. That's all from the it's derived from the same word as daffodil.
Well, aren't you clever? So this is a potion for daffodil flower essence. So this would bring joy, optimism, light, and light to the winter's edge. So for many people, December is cool because you've got Yule. January is cool because you've got wassailing and other events going on. But what starts to creep in is you start to get sick of the darkness, sick of the cold, sick of the relentless winter. And what daffodils are for many people are the sign that spring's arriving. So I know at the moment around me, the daffodils haven't come through, but they sprung up in my gut.
I've seen them. I got very excited the other day.
Oh, that's lovely.
Oh my God, spring!
Well, in my front garden, all the crocuses have come up.
Aww.
Only the yellow ones, the purple ones haven't come up. And my park is full of snowdrops.
Aww, that's cool.
Now, daffodils are, you know, they're so brightening. Because they're so yellow and they're very cheery, and on grey mornings and you see a daffodil, they're just lush. And I went to buy some from the supermarket earlier, they were all gone and I was gutted. So daffodils are toxic when ingested, but the flower lends itself nicely to a flower essence, which is safe and ingestible potion. And it's created by imprinting a flower's vibrations onto the water through energy of sunlight. So what you need to do is, while I was looking at this, like this potion, it said to go locate a patch of daffodils. I wouldn't cut daffodils from the wild, personally. I've always thought you shouldn't do that.
No, you shouldn't touch wildflowers.
So buy some from, you know, your Lucas Stoker supermarket. They're normally 99p. And make sure that they're pesticide free, you know, that they're natural ones. So at noon on Ostara, or ready for St. David's Day, if you wanted to do it that day, you prepare a small glass bowl by filling it three quarters of the way with distilled or spring water. And you place the bowl in direct sunlight next to the daffodil plants you plan to harvest. So you choose your flowers from your bunch, and you really want to make sure they're the bright ones and that, you know, you feel a positive energy from them. And you request participation in your ritual potion. So brightest flower in darkest hour. Kindly lend your cheerful power, and you cut the flower, so the bud, off each of the stems. And then what you're going to do is you're going to float each of the blossoms petal side up gently in the water, and you need to cover the entire surface of the bowl. But make sure it's not too crowded, so you don't want them all like stuck together. You're just like floating them all, so it almost looks like you can't see the water below. It's like a little floating bed of daffodils.
Like a mandala.
Yeah, exactly. And you're going to let it their essence sit in the water for 2 hours. You're then going to strain the essence through some cheesecloth, and you're going to pop it in a jar and add an equal amount of alcohol. So you need a ratio of 50-50. And when we say alcohol, you're looking for clear alcohol, so typically vodka here.
Or gin.
Yes, but gin sometimes has more of a flavour.
Yeah, true.
So you're going to label this jar as the mother essence, and you're going to store it in a cool, dark place. And then to create your like dosage bottle, you're going to get like a glass bottle with a dropper. You're looking for like a 15 ml bottle, and with equal parts water and alcohol and one drop of the stock essence. So you're going to mix it up. So as you can see, this is why it's not going to be toxic to ingest.
Yeah, it's like homeopathic.
There's a tiny, tiny part of it. So then what you're going to do is daily, or whenever you need it, up to 4 times a day, you're going to take 4 drops of this when you're feeling low, depressed and foggy, insecure, empty. And the light and the joy and the optimism of daffodils will fill your body.
Oh, that's lush. Would the water be yellow, do you think? Is it going to be a yellow tincture?
Maybe. I guess it depends on the sunlight and the daffodils. But
daffodils, that's what I'm thinking.
Maybe. I'll let you know. I was going to give it a go, so I'll share it.
Yeah, I'd love to see that. Do you remember any of the songs you sing on St. David's Day?
No.
Oh, I remember loads, see.
I'm hoping that my son will teach me some. So he has been going to Welsh language school now for 4 weeks. And already, because I am a Welsh speaker, but I'm very rusty, my Welsh has increased so much already because he has picked up words so quickly. Aww. And songs that I don't remember from school. So there was like one, Mindar Kefil Clippity Clop. And I was like, oh, I forgot about that song.
Aww, that's fucking lush.
Yeah, today he told me it was DVI, which is, we're recording this on Thursday. He's like, it's DVI. And I was like, it is, buddy. Well done, Arbennig.
That's so cute.
It is very cute. So hopefully he will
teach you some.
Yeah. Well, he made me a Dave Santis Doinwen card.
Aww.
In school, and a Valentine's Day card, and yeah, so hopefully he will have some bits and pieces he'll be able to teach me on that day. Yeah. I did when I met you, we met you in Cardiff a couple of weeks ago.
We did. We went to the museum. We were the hottest lesbian couple in the whole Cardiff.
We definitely were, and We're not a lesbian couple, by the way. Not that I'd be ashamed to have Kat as my wife. Not yet. Depends how life goes. It could be that we'll have to resort to each other at some point.
Play with me.
You're a catch. I wouldn't like bat an eyelid, you know?
I would not agree with that. But yeah, we went to the museum. It was lush.
And I fed him a Welsh cake, and I think he ate it for about 4 hours. It took him so long to eat it. I was just like, come on, bud.
Very rich. Like,
yeah, but I was jealous because obviously you can make vegan Welsh cakes, but I didn't have vegan ones. So I was
like, went to the market. They do vegan Welsh cakes in the market.
Did they? I should have asked.
Yeah. You might have even been, imagine if he was eating a vegan one. You were like, oh, I could just eat this cake out of this child's hand.
That's the only thing that stops me from doing it now. I'm like, oh, that's not vegan, so I can't pinch it off him. Now, Kat, I have some good news.
Oh, good. Thank God.
Your favourite part of Astara. Everyone's favourite part of Astara. People still often talk to me about the egg.
Oh,
like the egg spell of Astara. And how...
Are you going to do it again?
I don't know if I will do it again now since something dug... since the story of a creature digging it up and eating the egg. But I have a different egg spell. Where a creature wouldn't eat the egg.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm interested.
So this one is good that I'm sharing it now because there is a bit of preparation.
Preparation egg.
It's a preparation egg, right? And this is called balancing an egg. So restore balance to your magic. So apparently egg balancing is a Chinese practice traditionally. And it's linked to the first solar term of the Chinese calendar and the beginning of spring. So normally in China on this day, freshly laid chicken eggs are balanced on the ends by those seeking good fortune and luck.
Pointy end.
Pardon?
Pointy end. Which egg are we talking about?
Like a normal chicken egg.
No, but which end of the egg?
It doesn't matter as long as you can balance it.
Oh, okay.
And
I could balance an egg.
Well, good for you. You'll be able to do this one then. So since it spread to us over, you know, in the West, egg balancing has been incorporated into neo-pagan celebration of Astara. So here it is thought that because the sun and the moon are at equal positions away from the earth, gravity is equalized and the eggs will balance on their ends. Now, science would tell you that that's not true, but in magic it is. Some people also use brooms to do this, so they'll use their brooms and they'll stand them on their bristles.
Oh my God, I think they were using a broom to balance an egg then. I was like, what the fuck? How do you do that?
No, that's impressive. No, it's some people in like pagan traditions, they wouldn't balance an egg. They would balance their broom upright.
Vegans.
The vegan people that don't want... If you have... Yeah. I have an egg for my son, so I should be okay. But in truth, an egg or a broom is no more apt to stand up on its own at the equinox than any other time of year. So the work that we put into balancing each is what helps us restore equilibrium in our magic.
Uh-huh.
So what you would need to do first, and what helps to balance your egg, is you're going to create an Astara cleansing spray. Now, I made an Astara cleansing spray last year, and I'm still using it. Whenever I cleanse my altar, I use it. But to make this spray, you're going to place spruce, so fresh spruce, lavender, fresh lavender, and lemon peel in a jar. Then you're going to add witch hazel and white vinegar. And you're going to roll the jar gently in your hands to mix and place it in a sunny window for 2 to 3 weeks. So that's why it takes a bit of preparation. If you don't have 2 to 3 weeks, you can put in a double boiler on a low heat for 2 to 3 hours or your electric cauldron.
And yours is good after a year.
Yeah, still fine.
What the fuck? That's amazing.
Well, I can't remember what I put in it now. My one that I this isn't the same mixture.
It was a similar mixture, I seem to recall. It was lemon vinegar and, yeah.
That's sweet almond oil.
Wow. I never clean. That's the thing. I need to do some cleaning magic. Maybe then I would clean.
I think I need to do more of it. I from a witch casket, I've got a ritual kit for a floor cleaning spell, like for a mop.
Cleaning the floors. What am I, a fucking peasant? Like, to clean my fucking floors. Sort of vacuum cleaners for my electric broom.
Yeah, but this is for when you mop the floor.
Who mops the fucking floor?
You don't mop your floor, like your tiles.
Lazy bitch. I've got like rich mops my floor.
Well, rich may want the cleansing ritual.
Maybe that's true. I'll make it for whoever mops my floor next.
So then you're going to strain the infusion for a cheesecloth into a bottle, and you're going to add 10 drops each of lavender and lemon essential oils for calming, peace, and harmony. And you would label this bottle and you store it in a cool, dark place. So on a starer, you're going to choose a flat surface on which to balance your egg. And you're going to spritz it with your Astara cleansing spray and wipe the surface down with a cloth. And you place the egg on a clean surface, and one by one, because apparently what you can do is you can try to balance multiple eggs upright. And if you like, you can assign each egg a particular inner emotion that you would like to bring out into the light. And what was that?
My egg of anger.
The angry egg.
The angry egg.
And as you balance the egg, you bring harmony between your inner and outer self. And no animals ate them in the spell.
That's good. Jess has a load of marble eggs that she got from the charity shop for Ostara. Maybe I'll borrow one of those.
Yeah, I recently, in the witch casket I had this month, there was a wooden egg.
Oh, what?
And it's got a sigil on it. I have filmed it. I'm going to put it up on the Instagram in the next day or two.
The solid wooden egg.
Yeah, it's a solid wooden egg. Yeah. And maybe that's linked to balancing. I can't remember what it said about it now, but it's very pretty. I've popped it on my altar.
Aww.
But yeah, that's what I thought I would share.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, it's mad how quickly it's coming up to Ostara. Spring, spring, spring. Can't wait.
I was reading something about, like, apparently I'm obsessed with time at the moment. And one of the reasons why we think that, why we feel at the moment that time is going so fast is because for a lot of us, the pinpoints in our year, or our big grand memories, like a holiday, birthday, special occasions, we haven't had a lot of them for the last 2 years. So our days and our weeks and our weekends feel very monotonous. They feel the same. And when your days feel the same and you don't have anything exciting, you don't have these milestones of events or milestones of memories in your life, time will pass faster. And I was like, whoa, because it does, doesn't it? It does feel like I was reading, obviously, the pandemic is coming up to 2 years, and you're just like, what? That's crazy. But it's because, yeah, we've missed out on these milestones that help break up that time.
I couldn't remember how long we were in lockdown earlier. I was like, what did I do? How long were we there? I was like, oh, you know, a couple of months. People were like, no, were they like a year? I was like, oh yeah, you know, that year. I can't fucking remember. Like, I feel like my mind has repressed it.
Because for a lot of people, a lot of people struggle, didn't they? And a lot, you know, on every avenue. I actually listened to, so what you recommended was Christopher Hughes, who writes magic books, was on All Killer, No Hit Filler.
Oh yeah.
And what he was saying about, again, trigger warning on this, about suicides,
yeah,
and how he's never seen so many suicides, and you just think that is hard. But that they decreased at the start of the pandemic, so they were decreased at the start of the pandemic and then they went up, and you just think that is hard. But yeah, apparently that's why it feels like it's gone so fast. And it does, it feels like we were only just talking about Astara, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's the other day when it came, because I was on a podcast thing, and it came up like, oh, would you like to review your on the Instagram, sorry, and it was like, would you like to review your memories, and it was like 1 year ago, and I was like, how the fuck did we make it to a year?
I know,
we're in this, we've done this, this is our 13th one,
14th.
That 14th one, like, and do you know, we did it every month. We do it every month.
I know, we're pretty good.
We are pretty good, like, we're minimal editing.
And just to let you all know as well, I know the most of our listeners will listen on Spotify. You can actually rate us on Spotify now. If you click onto our page, you can add stars to it. Of course, I've already rated us. But obviously, if you've got Apple Podcasts, you can also rate and leave some comments there for us as well, which is fantastic for feedback. But yeah, if you could go ahead and rate us on Spotify, that would be amazing.
Yeah. And, you know, if you've got any, like, critiques or pointers, keep it to your fucking self. We're struggling.
We can't take any more criticism.
Nah, seriously, just do what you want.
Should we draw a card?
Yes. Oh, I'm quite scared of the cards today, Amy.
Oh, don't say that. Yeah. Play the jingle. You ready?
Green Barrard.
Do you want to go first?
Yeah, go on. So I got the World.
Oh.
So completion, success, ending of a cycle, rebirth. This card represents the completion of a major life cycle. Karma is on your side as you enter the next phase. That's good.
That's a good, especially what you've, you know, what we chatted about. And
yeah.
That means the end of the cycle as you know it.
Yeah. Oh, bro. What did you get?
The Devil.
Oh, yeah, babe. Diablo. Right. Play mine. What's Devil in Welsh? Devil.
Devil? No, he's got a name. Oh, I'm awful at the moment. I am learning more and more of these terms, but...
in school though, is there?
Pardon?
That's not when they teach you in school.
Not really, no. Oh, I do know what it is because I wanted to name a dog it. One second. I was talking to my partner the other day about dogs and I wanted to call a dog Lucy, short for Lucifer, and they said no. And I said, how about, and it was the Welsh word for devil. It was like just a really cool name and I was like, oh, I like that. And it wasn't something that's definitely not the word I saw. So it says Dual, but there's also Cyffrail, which is an old Welsh word for devil. But I saw something different and it was, I searched satanic names and it came up from there. So yeah. let me bring up where I found the name. Because now I feel like it's not true. It began with a P, and that's why I liked it. I was like, that's a good name for a dog.
Yeah, there's not many synonyms for...
This could be why it hasn't come up. So the Welsh name for Satan, which obviously would be a different word to the devil, is Pooka.
Oh, Pooka! I knew that. Isn't Pooka a horse as well?
Oh, is it?
Pooka's a type of horse.
Oh, well, let's have a look. A puka or puka is a primarily creature of folklore. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. There you go. Anyway, tell me, what's my card doing to me?
So it says it's important to indulge every now and again, but this card's remind us not to get carried away and to handle moderation well.
That's very good for me at the moment.
Yeah.
Because I am trying to be very, very good with funds.
Yeah.
And I have been very good.
I have not. Yeah.
Well, I haven't been amazing, but I've been better than I have, than I normally am.
Yeah, girl. Well done, babes. Well done for getting through this month, this moon. Well done, everyone. If you're here listening with us now, like, you fucking did it. You're a star.
I know, except, sorry, I noticed there was something burning on my altar, and I was like, what's burning? I had candles. And I, my smudge stick has just been going on and on, burning. And it, normally they go out really fast, don't they? Like your, I shouldn't said smudging. Apologise, everybody. You know, your herb cleanses. Uh-huh. They normally go out really fast, don't they? But yeah. This one's been
smouldering away. Do you know why?
Why is that?
Because you're the devil.
Yeah, but it was a mugwort one as well, so I'm going to have lucid dreams now, aren't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I was just thinking about, like, I've been doing a lot of meditation recently, talking about how, like, you need to record your dreams. So I I haven't found the right notebook for my dream diary yet, but I'm going to start doing that soon. But usually it'll be just something fucking mad, like that time I dreamt I was Camilla Parker Bowles or something.
Oh,
I know, I feel disgusting that we're mentioning her name on this podcast, but I really did dream that I was her. Like,
do you know what, like, I know she's probably as bad as all of them, but she just wanted to grow up with the man that she liked, you know.
Nah, she's fucking posh.
Oh yeah, she's like a posh. But did you have this dream whilst binging The Crown?
No. That was the bad thing about it.
Oh, okay.
No, I think I'd listened to the episode you're wrong about Diana.
Okay.
No, you're wrong about.
No, I don't know it.
Another podcast that talks about different scandals throughout history that you think you know about, but actually you don't know very much at all.
Oh, that's interesting.
Good.
Oh, I may check that one out. I'm really behind on podcasts because I've been on a music kick for a while now.
It's not time for punk pop yet.
It's not where you say that, but I've been listening to a band called Salem, and I guess they are kind of on that wavelength. But I've been doing this thing where you listen to a song so much that you drain all the serotonin from it. So I need to stop doing that.
That's just how I listen to music. Isn't that how everyone does it?
Yeah, but what happens to me is I do that. And then, you know, when Spotify reviews your music at the end of the year, you can't listen to the playlist because you're like, ugh.
No,
you know?
I go listens to Apple Music because I can't stand ads.
Oh, I pay for Spotify because I'm that person. Yeah.
But I don't want to be reminded of my trauma.
And yeah, that was a good episode. It was interesting.
Rambly one. I'm fraying at the edges, babe. I won't lie to you, like, but...
Right. Well, on that note then, we will bid you good day.
Oh, true, it will be the day. It's night for us. Good day. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Blessed be.
Blessed be.